Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. We're just landing in South Bend, Indiana with our Coors Buckle Up Sports Topic Show. And again, Frank Pomerico is going to be joining us. Yes, it's game week for the Irish. Frank, of course, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame, joins us weekly every Tuesday and Wednesday night here for our segment. Again, we want to thank our sponsor of this segment, that's Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. And remember, by going to stnsports.com, that's stnsports.com, you'll get more information that you need. So again, Frank Pomerico, here you are. It's game week. You're in South Bend, Indiana. Before we get started, tell me, what's the weather report, not only in South Bend, but Ireland?
Well, right now, it's pretty steamy here in South Bend. Today, we had about 90 degrees with the humidity up around 75 or 80%. Coach, it was steamy. It was a tough day to be out there practicing. They do have an indoor facility, so I'm sure that they're using their positions wisely as far as where they're practicing. They don't want to get anybody dehydrated or hurt or having to put them on the sidelines for this game, because it's going to be a really competitive ball game, and we're excited. Coach, I wanted to talk to you first about a fella named Bob Murphy, a 98-year-old Notre Dame guy that I've been helping out a little bit as far as taking him to different events and different doctor's appointments. He's a man that has served our country proudly and has made our society very safe because of his position. Bob is a big listener to our show. He loves it, hearing our thoughts. And Bob has some health issues, and we are feeling for him, and we're pulling for him to get better. Positive thoughts and prayers are coming our way for Bob. And he has a beautiful daughter and son, two beautiful daughters and a son, and they're praying hard for him, too. But he's a true domer, and somebody's a big football fan, too, Coach. So our thoughts go out to Bob tonight, that's for sure.
That's for sure, and you're our MVP of the week, Bob, so tape your ankles. You'll be starting at right guard across from Frank Pomerico against the Naval Academy. I always like to salute people like that. I tell you, tough guys that love football and guys you like to help and work with, aren't you, Frank?
Yes. Oh, he's a super guy and really was in law enforcement and did a great job all his career. And now a coach, 98 years old, but he's making our society safe. I want to talk a little bit about what James Amade gave me this week, too. He kept talking about last year's game. Now, Navy last year was 4-8. Okay, not a very impressive record. But, Coach, they lost four games, which would have made them 8-4, by a touchdown or less. And two of those games, one was to Army, I think it was 17-13, and the other game was to Notre Dame. Notre Dame was winning at halftime 35-13. Final score, 35-32. Clearly, Notre Dame had much better talent. But the situation is that you cannot let your guard down against the academies, and Navy in particular, because they never quit. They keep coming, and they're going to take every opening you give them and capitalize on them. They did a terrific job in that second half. In the fourth quarter, the score is 35-16, and they score another 16 points to tighten it to a three-point game. So, you know, you just can't relax against these guys. I mean, they're undersized. They may not be as athletic as a lot of different teams, but they keep coming, and they have great character kids. These guys are never going to quit. But I want to talk, Coach, a little bit about what James also was bringing up. And that was Mr. Newberry. Brian Newberry, their coach, is a guy who is a unique individual. He's somebody that replaced last year's coach, who had been there for about 16 years and had a very strong record. The only thing is this fella brings a different humanization to football coaching. He's very close to the kids. He's about the late 40s. He's somebody that kids can come to and talk to them about their problems. But on the field, he's bright. and he's somebody that brings a different dimension to the program. I think it's a breath of fresh air. And on the other hand, it's a negative in that this is his first year as a head coach anywhere. So it's kind of an odd choice. But if you hear the kind of remarks that we've been hearing about Newberry, you understand why he was hired. Last year, he was his defensive coordinator. And, Coach, last year, they held Notre Dame to less yardage than Navy had. They held him to 355 yards as he was the defensive coordinator with undermanned guys. So this is something that we have to look at pretty strongly and have to be cognizant of, because if we're not, we're going to get our legs cut out from under us and start the year off in a bad note. And I think Notre Dame is going to be jacked up for this game. But to talk a little bit more about Navy, I want to talk about their offense. It's going to be a Veer-type offense. I think it's more like an option-type offense, but they're going to throw the ball a little bit more. And this is going to open up their offense a little bit more than in the past. They're still going to be ground control type team and hogging the football, giving Notre Dame less chance to score. Coach, if you run the ball effectively, and it's hard to do when you're undermanned, but these are the guys that can do it, that are tenacious, that are scrambling on their blocks, that are giving second effort all the time. These are the guys that you don't want to play against if you're a big, strong team, because they're like little gnats, always on you, always trying to compete. The little brother that's always trying to compete. They have three great quarterbacks, and they need them, because these quarterbacks are going to run the ball, and they get hurt. They have Ty Lavetti. They have Xavier Arline, who last year ran for 59 yards and threw for over 100 yards as well. Against Notre Dame. And they have a young guy named Blake Horvath, who's really has some special talents and be able to run the ball and, more importantly, coach, lead. You know how you come across that player that has that other sense that it takes some kids years to get? They're saying that Blake has it now. He's a great general out there. He's a great guy to lead their team. So they're excited about what they have to offer. And defensively, they're going to be as tenacious as they were last year. So it's going to be fun to watch this game. It's going to be in Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland. The game is going to be on NBC on August 26th at 2:30 p.m. And we really got to buckle them up, Coach, because these guys are going to be coming to play. And if we're not ready, they're going to get a piece of our tail, and that's not going to be good.
Frank Pomerico joins us weekly with our Notre Dame football report. Frank, this week it's a away game, and it's way away. Have you had or heard of what the travel plans are for the Irish?
Well, I think that they're planning on leaving either tomorrow, and they got to settle in after a day's rest and get to practice on Thursday and Friday and get ready for Saturday's game. But I think Navy is leaving. They might have left tonight. I don't know. There's about a five-hour difference or a six-hour difference. So it's kind of like going from the East Coast to California as far as that is concerned. But, you know, and you're in a foreign town, the food is different. Coach, I remember when I was in high school, I had a chance when I went to St. Francis Prep to be able to go to England, Ireland, and Wales and play rugby. Now, we had a great time. I mean, they beat us there, not physically, but they beat us because they knew the game so well. It'd be like them trying to play football against us. I mean, American football against us. We know all the nuances. They knew the nuances of rugby. We were beating them up physically, but they were scoring points. But when you go to a away trip like that, you know, the food is different. The atmosphere is different. There's stuff you've never seen before, cities you've never seen before. People talk differently. Now, a lot of times people from New York, when you come out to the Midwest, they say, you talk differently. Well, that's even a greater stretch when you go to Ireland and England and Wales. So it's going to be a great experience for these young guys to go out there and see what another country's like, see how great it is in the United States and how much we have that they might not have in some other countries. And maybe they will have some things that we don't have here. So it's going to be an interesting blend and an interesting experience for these guys, one that they could take with them for the rest of their lives. But, Coach, you know, I want to bring up just that James, again, gave me these facts that I want to make sure I get out. Notre Dame is leading this great series against Navy. And the reason why it's such a great series and they play each other all these years is because when Notre Dame during the war was losing students to the draft, Navy held a lot of their classes there. And the midshipmen were taught at Notre Dame, and they had ROTC there, and they really beefed up the barracks, so to speak, for Notre Dame to continue as an educational institution. So Notre Dame has always been able to give back to Navy in regards to competing against them. And now over the last 20 years, we see Navy's getting real close in competing against Notre Dame. So it's kind of an interesting mix. Notre Dame leads the series 81-13 with one tie. The last meeting last year, ND 35, Navy 32, that was in Baltimore. And again, as I mentioned, the 4-8 season could have easily been a 8-4 season and taken to a bowl. So it's great to see this. It's great to see Navy has 16 returning lettermen, 8 on offense, 8 on defense. Latavi is their best quarterback. The rusher is Dabo Toffola, and the receiver is Jaden Nubargi. So it's kind of a mouthful with some of those, Coach, but they got some great players, and they're never going to quit. So it's going to be a great game to watch and a classic, and I'm excited, Coach. I can't wait till it comes.
Frank, I've had the opportunity to prepare against a triple option team or a Veer team or the different ways they attack you, the Air Force, Academy, Army, Navy, and so on. I'll tell you, you can go through it and you can work on it, but until you see it and you try to execute against it, it's very difficult. They move the football. They run it as good as anybody. It's a great equalizer. They block you real low in your legs where you can't get off the block. So it's going to be an interesting game. And as you said, it's always a great contest. And one thing about any of the academies, they're never going to quit. So, Frank,
I think Notre Dame needs to really establish a running game, Coach. I think that's key. I'm afraid Notre Dame, with their great quarterback and good receivers now, they're going to try to throw the ball all over the place. And that's fine, but, you know, bread and butter is that running game. And when you have a dominant offensive line, the two tackles, Coach, are 325 plus. They're both 6'7" or plus. Guards are over 320. The center is 315. Coach, we've got the size. We have the strength. So I think it's something that we need to establish that running game and help keep the ball away from their offense. And if we can do that, we'll definitely be successful. But last year, in that second half, we were throwing the ball around and got a couple of interceptions, a couple of turnovers that led them to touchdowns, brought them back into the game. We got to use our heads, Coach. We have to be smart. And I think Coach Freeman has learned a lesson last year with this Navy team and knowing that you can't take your eye off the ball. If you do, you can get in trouble. And they were lucky they won last year. I can't believe I'm saying that against Navy, but they were lucky they won that game. So let's see if we can get a victory and move on to the next game after that, Coach.
Frank, I can't let you go without thanking James for all of his information and assistance he gives us here on our University of Notre Dame football report. Frank, I want to wish you the best of luck. I've got to run here. And again, be safe out there, buckle up, and good luck on Saturday, my friend.
Coach, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you about Tennessee State the next week, okay?
Okay, buddy, I'll look forward to it. Again, Frank Pomerico joins us, the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. We want to thank our weekly sponsor of this segment, that's Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations or visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com. for more information. So buckle up, everyone. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde. Let's get over to the Las Vegas ballpark with Jim Jenner. Will be joining us, Director of Media Relations. Buckle up from Las Vegas. We'll be right back.